Reporting by the New York Times and the Washington Post this week, review a study by the Georgetown Law Center on privacy and technology that assessed how federal law enforcement agencies accessed state motor vehicle facial recognition databases. Among the states that provided information was Vermont, which provides a driver's privilege card to undocumented workers in the state. Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan says his office became aware of the practice in early 2017. After researching, they found it was a violation of state law, and Governor Phil Scott ordered the DMV to stop sharing information with federal agencies. Donovan, a Democrat, tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley that sharing the facial recognition database has been suspended since 2017.
I think that's the right decision on a number of levels. I think we're at a uniquely difficult time. I think there's a lot of unrest and a lot of uneasiness about data, people's personal data. I think there's a lot of uneasiness about immigration policy. And I think there's a lot of uneasiness about local law enforcement becoming de facto immigration officers. And so I think for a number of reasons, mostly because it violated the Vermont state statute saying that you needed specific legislative approval for DMV to even collect this information, it shouldn't be shared. And the fact that it was, I think, is a disappointment to many Vermonters. But the fact remains that when we became aware of it, we shut it down.
What were and are the legal ramifications regarding sharing this information without an individual's knowledge or consent?
Well, the Vermont state statute really is the controlling law on this. And the state statute on point basically says, Pat, that you need specific legislative approval if DMV can essentially utilize this biometric science to collect people's facial recognition information. And so we don't have legislative approval to do that. And look, I think when you talk about sharing information within law enforcement, information is routinely shared among different law enforcement agencies, whether it's state, federal, and local. But there's always a legitimate law enforcement purpose. It's a criminal investigation. I think what was happening prior to 17 is that there was unfettered access to this type of information from some of the federal authorities. And not only did you not have the approval to collect the information, you didn't have the approval to share the information. And so it's important to note that the Vermont state statute required legislative approval. The Vermont legislature has not approved it. So this information should not even be collected. Therefore, it should not be shared. I think in a general sense, though, it's important to note there are those exceptions where, again, for that legitimate law enforcement reason, meaning a criminal investigation, information is shared. But that was never intended to say you get unfettered access without Vermonters knowing and without Vermonters ever being doing anything wrong, that you get to look at this information and we get to share that information. That was never intended. That's why that program, as I said, for a number of reasons, mostly that it violated the state statute, was shut down in 2017.
T.J. Donovan, the Vermont DMV, I think there's a lot of people out there that don't necessarily trust them. It has a history of working with ICE, and there's been some other alleged discriminatory actions. Can we be absolutely sure that the Vermont DMV is not sending information to ICE at this point?
Well, I think it's important to note that the program in regards to what these articles were about was the facial recognition program. So that's one thing. That's been suspended. So that information is not being shared. I think you also have lawsuits in the state of Vermont where my office is representing DMV that was brought by the ACLU and Migrant Justice about other types of information that's being shared. We're currently working with them and hopefully we'll reach a settlement to address those issues. But you're always going to have those exceptions where for a legitimate law enforcement reason, a criminal investigation, information may be shared, but you have to build those guidelines and those safeguards in place so you're protecting people's privacy. We're following the rules, the rule of law, and we're doing it by state statute. And it's not the unfettered access where people are just going in and collecting this information and then sharing it. That's the difference.
What would you tell Vermonters who only learned about this facial recognition database this week if they're worried about it, and what they should do if they think ICE might have accessed their image two or more years ago?
Well, what I would say, first of all, is that it shouldn't have been shared. Frankly, the information should have never been collected. And when we learned about it, we shut it down. Again, we researched the law, we researched the program, and our legal conclusion was unequivocal that the statute doesn't allow this. The legislature has not spoken on this. Therefore, you can't do it. And so what I would say to Vermonters is that we are sensitive to people's data. We're sensitive to people's privacy. We are going to follow the rule of law. We're going to protect Vermonters. And when it comes to Vermont law enforcement, we're going to do our job as Vermont law enforcement, which is based on community policing, which is the principles of community policing, which is about trusting the community, but also, just as important, making sure that the community trusts us. And that means communication. That means transparency. That means not doing things where we're sharing information where we don't have the approval, not only of the legislature, but the consent of Vermonters themselves. So we stopped the program in its tracks when we learned about it. And now we're making sure that information, if it's going to be shared with our partners in law enforcement, is done for that legitimate law enforcement reason.
Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan will continue his conversation on the state's facial recognition database later today on Northeast Report Late Edition at 6. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.